Changing the terms we use to refer to people suffering from addiction can be key, even if they self-identify with the terminology. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kaylin Green, assistant professor of addiction studies in the School of Human Services at Empire State University, explains why.
The substance use field is moving away from the word addict and towards a more person-centered approach by using the term substance user. Addressing the use of the term addict is important, as it can be stigmatizing towards clients seeking support. It is challenging for academics and treatment providers to adjust the language they use. While some clients incorporate old-school terminology such as addict or alcoholic into the recovery journey, as professionals, it is our responsibility to use professional language and avoid such labels. Research collected from participants of 12-step meetings identified some individuals in recovery may choose to self-identify with the term addict or alcoholic. While these findings provide a voice to the individuals in recovery, using first-person language places emphasis on the client rather than their disorder. An example of using appropriate first-person language is a person with a substance use disorder. The National Institute on Drug Abuse provides guidelines on how the professional community can change the stigma associated with people affected by substance use or abuse disorders. They recommend when professionals talk with or about a client affected by a substance use disorder, they use first-person language as it separates the client from their disorder. It recognizes that the client is more than just their diagnosis. Studies identify that healthcare professionals often have negative attitudes towards clients with substance use issues. Moreover, those attitudes are recognized and internalized by clients, and it adversely affects their trust in their practitioner and reduces their sense of hope and recovery. Professionals in healthcare, human services, psychology, social work, and addiction treatment actively work to change terminology and use language that positively supports clients.
That was Kaylin Green of Empire State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.